For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek. Late Monday night, Missouri's execution drug supplier agreed to not sell an execution drug for the state's upcoming execution. But as Chris McDaniel reports, the state still plans to proceed.
Speaking to reporters yesterday, Governor Jay Nixon said the state would still be able to carry out this month's execution, but he declined to elaborate how. Missouri has a couple of options. One, they could try to find another willing compounding pharmacy to supply pentobarbital. Or two, they could use midazolam, their backup drug. Midazolam was the drug Ohio used in their abnormally long execution. The death row inmate's lawyers are arguing that either of those changes this close to the execution date would deprive him of due process of law. The execution is scheduled for February 26th. I'm Chris McDaniel.
The Missouri State Board of Education has voted to impose financial oversight on a St. Louis County school district facing bankruptcy. The unaccredited Normandy district needs $5 million to complete the academic year. It has been paying tuition and transportation costs under a Missouri law allowing students to transfer to an accredited school. Education Commissioner Chris Nicastro recommended Tuesday that the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education approve all spending by Normandy. She says oversight will ensure funds are spent judiciously. The Board of Education on Tuesday heard details of a plan for helping struggling districts and other Missouri schools. The proposal seeks earlier action and increased state involvement as districts' performance worsens. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon plans to sign legislation that could give deployed military members and the disabled a chance to be listed first on a ballot if they run for office. Missouri uses a random drawing to determine the ballot order for candidates who file in person on the first day of a filing period. The legislation allows proxies to draw numbers for candidates who cannot be physically present because they are disabled or deployed on active military duty. Nixon is scheduled to sign the bill this afternoon at the Secretary of State's office, where candidates for state offices and Congress will line up next week to file for this year's elections. The legislation will take effect immediately. The president and CEO of MFA Oil announced Monday that he is retiring. KBIA's Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson has more on the story.
After 32 years of being with MFA Oil, Jerry Taylor, the president and CEO of MFA Oil, will retire on August 31, 2014. He says the highlight of his career at MFA Oil has been the opportunity to work with farmers as well as company employees.
Unquestionably, the highlight of my career is just the opportunity to work with farmers. MFA Oil is a farmer-owned cooperative, 8 board members, of governance. We have 1,000 delegates out there in the governance system, and they're all farmers. That is a delight.
Taylor says his successor, Mark Finner, who is currently the chief operating officer, has the ability to expand MFA Oil. Taylor says he will continue to work with MFA Oil, Biomass, Ag Fuel Energy Systems, and Wastewater Logic. Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson, KBIA News.
A Missouri Senate panel is considering legislation that would make legislators wait 2 years after leaving office to become lobbyists. The measure heard by the Senate Ethics Committee on Tuesday would also ban lawmakers from serving as paid consultants while in office. Missouri is the only state with no limits on campaign contributions or gifts from lobbyists and no waiting period before an elected official can lobby. Monday night, the Columbia City Council voted 5-2 against a plan for a tax increment financing district that city manager Mike Mathis had been promoting. The TIF would have paid for infrastructure projects in the downtown area. KBIA's Heather Adams has more on the story.
Councilmember Ian Thomas had been hearing a lot of concern about the TIF the week prior to the meeting. He says people did not fully understand it and that they felt it was not consistent with the community plans. He says this concern was echoed in the meeting.
The way it came out, it felt very much as if it was being rammed down people's throats, that the process was being pushed through as fast as possible, that there was not adequate opportunity for public input or discussion.
Deputy City Manager Tony St. Romain says he hoped this would solve the problem for downtown funding. But after Monday night, he says the council will be looking at other options.
Certainly listening to the council comments last night, I think that they would want to possibly explore a potential ballot initiative that could be approved by the voters, potentially an increase in development or impact fees, maybe a trip generation model.
Councilmember Carl Scala says that it is a government function to fund infrastructure improvements and to figure out a way to pay for it. But he says TIFs are not the only option.
One is an impact fee. that's based probably, and it's in conjunction with a user-based fee, so that what we're probably talking about is a private contribution to the infrastructure that directly affects the impact of the development in question, and based not only on the size of the development, but the impact, the use.
Thomas says there's no rush to make a decision, and that the investments won't go away just because developers have to wait a little bit longer. Heather Adams, KBIA News.
Missouri has faced a lot of controversy for how it's carried out recent executions, not only for the secrecy and source, but also for how quickly they've been carried out. As Chris McDaniel reports, another federal judge has criticized the state for executing an inmate while he still had appeals pending.
Eighth Circuit Chief Judge William Riley is at least the second judge to criticize the state for executing inmates while there are still pending appeals. Speaking to a Missouri Assistant Attorney General in court last week, Judge Riley admonished the state for its haste.
We were moving as fast as we can, and as Chief Judge, I was pushing to get everything done in time. But I think you need to be a little more patient.
I understand.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Lawyers representing death row inmates have also criticized the state's actions and say Missouri is the only state to do such a thing. The Attorney General's office has defended the practice as legal. I'm Chris McDaniel.
For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek.